That sound, taken from an NBC News video, is the cry of a Florida baby who was born addicted to prescription drugs. Now she's suffering from withdrawal.
Their cry is like nothing I've ever heard. It's a shriek. Instead of milk, they're getting morphine or methadone. That's how they're entering this world. And it's just, it's heartbreaking. And they're in a tremendous amount of pain. They're sensitive to light, to sound, to touch. Their little incubators all are covered in blankets.
That's Attorney General Pam Bondi. She's talking about babies born with neonatal abstinence syndrome, a result of their mothers using prescription drugs like oxycodone while pregnant. Bondi headed up a task force to address concerns related to expectant mothers who use or abuse prescription drugs.
You know, if you watch a TV show and you see one of those addicts on one of those crime shows going through withdrawals and they're shaking, that's how these babies are born into this world.
One of the task force's recommendations is a campaign aimed at educating mothers about the effect using prescription drugs can have on their child. Dr. Stephanie Haridopoulos is a member of the task force. She's also the wife of former Senate President Mike Haridopoulos and a family practitioner. She says many women who've been using prescription drugs are surprised when, after giving birth, they can't take their baby home right away.
I believe that there's some naivety with people thinking because it's a prescription drug that it doesn't really harm you like it would if it was a street drug. And that's not the case. And of course, that's not the case for the babies. And so the more we make that general public knowledge, hopefully the less women would partake in these drugs during pregnancy.
The task force talked about ideas like encouraging doctors to screen pregnant patients, even if it's just by asking them questions about their prescription drug use, as well as working to increase reporting so the issue can be more easily tracked. And Bondi says she'd like to see legislation that would let pregnant prescription drug abusers seek help without getting in trouble. But that's something Senator Joe Negron says would have to be done carefully.
I said from day one, and when I sponsored this bill in the Senate, that I wanted to treat this as a medical issue and a public health issue rather than a law enforcement issue. On the other hand, there are some reasonable concerns that we certainly don't want to look as if we're, you know, turning a blind eye to criminal activity, and no one gets a free pass even if you're in a sympathetic situation. We also have to obey the law. So I think we need a little more work on how to do it.
And Negron says this year might be too soon to bring such a bill forward. Nonetheless, Bondi says she hopes to see officials start taking action on the task force's recommendations as soon as possible. For Florida Public Radio, I'm Regan McCarthy.